英国问答
Your questions answered.
Ask about Britain.
BBC Learning English.
Chocolate.
Toffee roulade.
Barley sugar.
Cake.
大家好，欢迎收听英国问答，我是冯菲菲。
And I'm Natalie. And this week's question comes from Vivian.
My name is Gao Rong. My English name is Vivian. Why British people like sweet food so much?
Vivian 想知道英国人为什么非常喜爱甜食。Do you like sweet food, Natalie?
Yeah, I do. I love chocolate and cakes and buns. Do you not like sweet food, Fei-Fei?
Well, I do like sweet food, but I don't like sweet food in Britain, because I find they are much sweeter than the food we're used to in China.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And do you think, since you've been over in Britain, do you think we eat more sweet food?
Definitely.
Oh, well, I've decided to go and ask people on the streets of London why they think British people like sweet food so much.
It's comfort food.
Just, they taste good. Sugar's more available than it used to be in history, so...
It's kind of taste. Because if you've got a sweet tooth, then you like sweet things. I think the Victorians had a lot of sugar.
上面第一位女士说英国人喜欢甜食是因为甜食通常被视为一种 comfort food, 安慰食物。
And the third speaker said it is to do with having a sweet tooth.
Sweet tooth, 也就是说某人喜好甜食。
Well, these people also talked about how it might be related to history. And here is Sheila Dillon from the BBC radio show The Food Programme to help explain why British people like sugar so much.
在下面这段话中 ,Sheila 说英国人和甜食的关系超越了 a love-hate 关系,爱与恨的关系。请大家也特别注意听单词 addicted, 上瘾的。
Love-hate doesn't begin to describe the relationship we have with sugar. It's far more serious than that. We know it's not good for us, but we're addicted. The British Medical Journal told us so 2 years ago, but that addiction has deep roots in British history. Sugar was the key to the riches of our empire and our development as an industrial nation.
Sheila 说英国人对甜的、带糖的食品的喜爱早就在英国的历史里深深地扎下了根。Has deep roots in British history. 这种喜爱源于大英帝国时期。
Yes, in the 17th century, Britain had plantations in the Caribbean where sugar was grown. Sugar was then imported back to Britain and sold.
公元17世纪时，加勒比海是大英帝国的领土。当时在加勒比海的很多岛上有大面积糖的种植园 ,sugar plantations.这里当时出产的糖都会被 imported, 输入回英国来出售。
At this time, sugar was very fashionable. Here is Professor Sidney Mintz, who wrote a book about sugar and history.
So it became a way of demonstrating wealth because it was so expensive and rare. It's like having a Mercedes-Benz and then being able to break off pieces and give them to your friends to eat.
Professor Mintz 说糖是当时富有的象征 demonstrate wealth. 因为价钱很贵 expensive, 也很稀有 rare.
Over time, sugar started to be more accessible to people.
More accessible, 更容易获得。
It became especially popular when people started drinking tea. As the tea imported was naturally bitter, sugar was used as a sweetener.
糖随着英国人开始喝茶的习惯变成了家家户户不可缺少的必备品因为当时英国进口的茶都非常苦 bitter 所以人们把糖当作增甜剂糖精 sweetener 来使用
So it seems our love of sugar started a long time ago and has been in our diets for a long time And let's not forget our love of desserts
That's right 英国人传统的一餐三道菜最后一道菜肯定是甜点
bbcukchina.com
So let's recap on some of the vocabulary and phrases we have learned today.
好的，我们今天在节目中听到一位女士说甜食是 comfort food, 安慰食品。如果要形容某人对甜食情有独钟的话，就可以说此人 has a sweet tooth. 你还能想得起来 Sheila Dillon 用哪个短语来形容英国人和糖之间的关系吗？对了 a love-hate relationship, 爱与恨的关系。
Well, Vivian, I hope that has answered your question. Oh, and I brought some sweets into the studio. Would you like one?
Oh, yes.
don't forget to check out the website. That's www.bbcukchina.com for more Ask About Britain programmes.
Oh, and can I have another sweet, Natalie? The chocolate one?
I think you're getting a sweet tooth, Feifei. Bye.
Bye.
英国问答.
Your questions answered.
Ask About Britain.
BBC Learning English.